I believe that belief is the most important ingredient in our success. When we see it clearly and believe it dearly, we declare a defining moment, an epiphany, if you will. We declare, I can do this. I am doing this. Detailed success stories I know are the best way to build this belief. So I'm on a mission to interview every diamond and above in Young Living worldwide. I'm learning from them the granular details of what they thought then and what they think now. I gathered all their vital statistics on how many people they enrolled year one to the ER rate. Let's dive in and listen.
Hey everybody, Richard Blissbrook here with another Road to Diamond interview. And look at the lovely Echo Summer Hill from Springtown, Texas. Where is Springtown?
I was about to say, should I even put Springtown on there?
Yes, you should put for Springtown.
It is. We have population 2,600, so more cows than people. And we are about an hour and a half northwest of Dallas.
Well, how on earth could you possibly build a Royal Crown Diamond distributorship in Young Living in a town of only 2,600 people? That doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't, but thank goodness for social media, right?
So your team is outside of Springtown.
Oh yes, we have them all over the world. I don't really have. I mean, we have obviously some people in the area in this small town, but most of our people are not local.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the beauties, right? There could be totally. You and Danny could be the only residents of Springtown, and you could still have 140,000 people on your team,
right,
around the world.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, tell us your story, Summer. How I like to start all these interviews is I like to give people context and history. Who were you? Where were you? What were you doing before you ever heard of Young Living?
Okay, awesome. So, when we discovered Young Living, previous to that, my husband and I actually, we talk about our story a lot because we feel that it can really resonate with people who maybe are just getting started or have reservations. But my husband and I, neither one of us grew up with any kind of quote unquote luxuries, right? We both grew up in small towns in Texas, and both had pretty traumatic childhoods. All the, you know, stuff you see in the Hallmark movies. So we had to overcome a lot as children. And then of course we met each other later in life and connected a lot on a deep level through what we have overcome, and which I attribute a lot to our success because we're able to we see the silver lining. So when we found Young Living, though, it was August of 2014 when I first heard the word Young Living, and I didn't even know what an essential oil was. But my husband and I were going through a really tragic time in our lives. My husband has been in the fire service now 13 years. And at the time he had gone through a new academy trying to go to the big city. And in the interim ended up breaking his legs through training, illegally got canned because of his injury. So all of that was happening as I had a baby 6 months previously. So I was 6 months postpartum, my husband injured, lost that stream of income. I had just quit taking clients with my company that I had started. I had started a social media marketing company, and I stopped taking clients to purely focus on being a mom. And then like literally the next month, he gets injured, loses his job, and there we are. So we had been getting notes, I like to call them happy notes, in the mail from the bank saying that we owed a lot of money on our mortgage and they were going to foreclose on us within 60 days if we did not give them something, right? And so we were stressed. We were really stressed. And you know, I guess I had posted a little bit of a sob story, which I'm grateful for, not about our financial. I never disclosed any of this previously, but just that I was having a rough time. I was 6 months postpartum. I was kind of feeling crazy as it was, and I was just stressed out. And so one of my girlfriends that I had met in a bar in Vegas a couple of years previously, and she lived in California, and she lives in California. I had randomly met her in a bar. We had typical Vegas fun, and with her and her then not even fiance, Justin, and I'm speaking of Joanna Malone and Justin Malone, and we stayed Facebook friends. I had gone there a couple of years earlier to go skydiving and just all the things. So we kind of just stayed in touch, but weren't like super close. But she saw me practically crying on social media, I guess, and reached out and said, "Hey, I see you're struggling like emotionally and mentally, and I don't know what's going on, but I need to get this kit in your hands. And I've been using essential oils and they just kind of make me feel lighter and, you know, all the things." So of course I was like, send me anything because I'm willing to try anything. I was very open-minded. And, so she sent this in, and as I was telling Danny, you know, I'm getting these oils sent to me. He, of course, had no clue what an essential oil was. I didn't have a clue, but we got them in. She showed me how to use them. And within that first week of using that Valor Joy and Stress Away, I instantly, the aroma started to make me feel just lighter and happier. And the rest was, I was hooked from that very first week of getting them. And that was in September of 2014. I got the kit. Then I found out it was a network marketing company. And I was like, nope, not happening. Not happening.
Wait a minute. Why'd you have such a bias against network marketing? Where'd that
because
come from?
I had a previous experience with two other companies, became very successful very fast with those other companies. But it was that, it was your typical, the stigma of social media, of network marketing. It was the whole cold call all your friends, send cold messages. You know, it was the icky feeling that I had gotten from those previous leaders and companies and their trend, the way they trained, right? And so I had gotten out of that realm. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I'm not going down network marketing again. I will use these products, but I'm not doing it. And then I came from a marketing background. So I knew social media. So I just started doing what I did with everything else, a restaurant, a yoga studio, whatever. And I just started talking about the oils, right? Kind of not knowing that I was going to be starting the business, because as soon as I started talking about it, right, all my Fit Mom community that I was a part of started messaging me, how do I get these oils? And then it just skyrocketed from there as far as enrolling my friends and, you know, just calling Joanna, how do I do this? How do I sign people up? She's like, I don't know. I just started a couple months ago too. Let's do this together. So her and I linked arms and, you know, just ran with it.
Wow. Well, just to give everybody some context, so that was September 2014. And so just here's some stats, which will be wrapped around the graphic of your interview for people to reference. So in the first year, you personally enrolled 72 people. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back and talk about how you did that. Sounds like social media, which you already were very good at, right?
Yes.
Which is an advantage. You made silver in January of 2015. So you made silver within 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And gold by October of 2015. Mm-hmm. So silver and gold sounds like they came pretty much on the first 72 people you personally enrolled. And the reason I want to make point of that is 95% of the people I've interviewed in Young Living and in 20 other companies, and I've interviewed about 150 people, almost 200 people, that have crushed the four-year career.
Mm.
So they built really hard the first 2 years personally enrolling, and then they fanned the fire with leadership and coaching for a couple of years. And then the fifth year, they really reaped the rewards.
Mm.
95% of those people personally enrolled 80 to 100 people in a 24-month period. not necessarily the first 24 months, because they may have just messed around for 24 months, but whenever they decide, oh my gosh, I'm going to do this, the people that really do well, they kind of hit those numbers. So you enrolled 72 people the first year, 153 the second year. I hate to even mention that number. That's so many. 107 the third year, 77 the fourth year. You made Crown Diamond in May of 2017. So that's just like 3.5 years after you started. And Royal Crown Diamond, November of 2017. So just about 3.5, 4, how long? 3.5 years?
It was like 3 years and 2 months. So we hit our CD.
Gosh, is that a record?
No. Oh, no. I know plenty of people that have crushed that record.
Okay, fine. Well, we're
not
about
normal, though.
So just to finish the context, folks, Summer and Danny's business has over 140,000 members all over the world and does right at $9 million a month in sales from Springtown, Texas, population 2,600, from a gal that had a little bit of expertise and passion in social media and just parlayed her passion for the oils into sharing it with people. Mm-hmm. So that's what's possible. And of course, we always tell people, most people don't do that. It doesn't matter what Summer did. It matters what you all who are watching want to do. And so maybe you just want to make silver and six or something like that, right? So what you want to use Summer's track record for is inspiration that whatever you want to do, you can do. You don't have to do what she did. You can just do what you want to do. So tell us, Summer, like, how did you do it? How did you, for example, enroll those first 72 people? Was it just casual social media recommendations, or was there some more intentional strategy?
Right. So I do like that you mentioned that, because, you know, yes, I did have social media background. And when I say background or marketing background, I have no college degree. I graduated high school early at 16, because I needed to, get out of my situation and get out on my own at that point. And so, but I'm self-taught on everything. So I definitely want to put that out there that I don't have a fancy degree. I don't have any formal training, none of that. Everything I've done in my life has been bootstrapping and, you know, self-taught. So, but I was a part of social media, right? And I knew the influence that it could have. And I saw what it did for the small businesses that I did their marketing. And when I started talking about the oils, I had a decent following, like a small, it wasn't, you know, I wasn't a blogger with 100,000 followers, right? Like, it wasn't anything in comparison to that, but I had built relationships. And I think that's really important to make clear that I had relationships built. So when people are coming in and they haven't done that kind of work, the personal growth, I was also a life coach already too. So, you know, I had the understanding of personal development, personal growth, and then relationships, you know, even if they were online. So I started sharing, and those relationships that I had already had were interested. My friends, you know, my friends online, my Fit Mom community wanted to know what I was doing. And so I would naturally share. But I also, when I started, I don't know anybody that did it before me, and I'm not saying I'm the pioneer in it by any means, but I know that, that I taught my team this, and a lot, I started out doing video classes. So I would start a Facebook event online, and I would show up in video and post videos. I would sit in my table, my dining room table, terrible lighting. The quality, looking back, kind of makes me cringe. But I sat at this table and I just talked about the kit, the oils or whatever. And then I would upload them with my slow internet over into this event, and people would just flock to it. And what I noticed is that people loved video. And so that's kind of been my theme from the beginning, is I just put my face out there and spoke my truth so that they could see And I never really did videos before that. I just had, you know, had the instinct to put myself out there and started talking about it and then just ran with it. So my strategy really in the beginning was getting my face in front of people without actually having to be around people. So it was like, they could still see me and my energy without me having to like have people over to our house or, you know, again, I had a 6-month-old baby. I was an exhausted mom and I didn't really have the energy for me personally at the time to do a bunch of in-person stuff. So videos was my strategy, getting my face out there in video.
Yeah. And so I think you said something there that's really important for people to understand. You may have a almost record-setting pace to Diamond and Royal Crown Diamond, but what I believe everybody needs to understand is it may be a 3.5-year run in Young Living to reach those ranks, but you actually prepared for how many years before Young Living? So if you look at your career, if you look at your career in total, mm-hmm. how many years did you spend building those relationships and your credibility and your online presence before Young Living? So if you could take your whole Young Living career, but add the relationship part, like you said, if you haven't done that, you have to do that first, right? So for those people that are new in Young Living, you know, the first thing you have to do is build relationships with people, connect with people, and have people want to listen to you. And that takes patience, right? That doesn't happen by you calling people up and telling them they should use these oils and they should do this and they should do that. That's relationship. The relationship business takes time. How many years total, not including your childhood, which I right. know you parlayed yeah. into strengths. We'll talk about that. But how many years total do you have in your success story in Young Living, would you say?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So when I started really diving deep into relationship building and into my personal growth journey was about 2009. So I would attribute that. And then I became a life coach when I moved to California in 2010. And so really those years were pivotal in that growth. And you're exactly right. Like the relationship building and the personal growth, I always tell my team, I'm like, those two things you need to be doing just as much as you're actually working logistically for your business. Because if you don't have the grit to keep going when things get tough, if you don't have the confidence within yourself and in with Young Living and with network marketing, like those are things that have to be in you before you're going to be successful. I mean, that's just, it's part right. of it. You know, you can enroll all the people and it's not going to do much if you don't have that in you. And that takes that personal development.
So yours is more like a 10-year career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you just, and Young Living just happened to come along and reward you
right.
exponentially, geometrically
yeah.
for all of those years you invested in your own personal development and your connections. Mm-hmm. So I saw you do something a year or so ago, maybe 2 years, not very good at time, Echo, that I really inspired me and I thought was very courageous. And sort of fell in line with the philosophy of our greatest liability, perhaps our greatest weakness, perhaps what we're most afraid people might find out about us, can also be converted into our greatest asset and our greatest strength. You want to talk about that?
Yeah. What are you referencing?
You know, you had some health and habit issues you talked about.
Yes. Okay. So that's what I thought. I was going to make sure. I've been through the last 3 years, which is so, you know, important too for my story is, you know, I've been on this transformational journey for about 3 years now, like rediscovering myself. And 2.5 years ago, I chose to quit drinking alcohol and realized that, you know, it wasn't serving my highest good and the journey that I was on and the spiritual path that I have taken and you know, obviously my business and my family life and my health, you know, was affected by the alcohol. And, you know, I grew up in an alcoholic family and my, you know, my mother struggles with alcoholism and, you know, I cut her out of my life when I was 21 and I'm just now rebuilding that relationship at 36. And, you know, a couple years ago when I started to see that, you know, and I didn't even drink till I was 21. And because I didn't want to be, you know, like my mother. And then that all went downhill. So, you know, and I wasn't drinking every night, but when I did drink, I drank too much. And I realized that I was numbing out and I was escaping. And so that goes back to that rediscovering of who I truly am and the spiritual path that I've taken and realizing that, wow, just think, I got to Royal Crown Diamond at 3 years and 1 month from, you know, the month I got my kid or 2 months or whatever it was. And I was not the healthiest. I was battling, you know, all this stuff in my mind, body and soul. I was drinking too much and all this. And I, so I was laying out all these things that I did in life or I didn't do both and realized, wow, like, look at all this potential that's being squashed from these habits that aren't serving my highest good, right? And so again, I wasn't somebody that drank every night, but when I did drink, it was too much. And there had been way too many instances where I drank to unhealthy levels and all of that, but I always still had my stuff together, right? So yeah. Nobody ever knew because that's what, how it works. And so I decided one day, I was like, I've got to quit drinking. And so I did, and I haven't looked back, and it's been January 2018. So it's been over 2.5 years and haven't felt more happy and healthy in my life. And I truly feel that it's helped my business in tremendous ways because not only am I more clear-headed from my spiritual path and the healing that I do on an energetic level and a spiritual level, but it's that, you know, that alcohol was clouding me in so many ways that I wasn't able to see. And so now the last 3 years, I've ran my business completely different than when I ran it the first 3 years. And I think that's really important for people to know because I teach my team so much differently than I used to compared to now because of the transformation that I've gone through and what I feel that my personality and smaller self did to me during those early years of practically trying to kill myself to get somewhere. Right. And I think that's an important message that I have too. And it's not in alignment with what I hear a lot of people saying, but to really just take account of who you are and like, are you being healthy? Not the drinking, but like the mind, body and soul. Are you being healthy on this journey? Cause it's really easy to work really hard and then get to the top and then be very unhappy.
Right.
Right.
So can you speak to that more specifically? How did you lead your team the first 3 years versus the last 3 years? Mm-hmm. And what was it about stopping drinking that inspired that particular change?
Mm. Okay, so the first 3 years, again, we came into Young Living, I'm just very bluntly desperate, right? So when we heard about the business opportunity at first, you know, my ego was like, no, no, no. And then my ego was like, yes, yes, yes. So it's, you know, we ran with it because honestly, we needed it. We needed to dig ourselves out of the hole we had gotten into. I'd always loved helping people. So it was all in alignment, right? It was always in alignment because I'm a helper. I'm a natural lover and a giver. And I loved helping people. So it was natural, but I functioned from a very lack mentality, a poverty mindset of never going to grow up the way that I, you know, my kids never going to grow up the way I grew up. We're going to make all this money. We're going to go, go, go. We're going to, no excuses. I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to drink myself silly when I'm stressed out and I'm going to do all these things, you know? And I mean, my theory was no excuses. And my team knew I was hardcore. I mean, I was loving, but I was, I mean, you ask my team who I was back then to who I am now. I mean, my voice has gone down 2 octaves. So I was intense and I was a no excuses, no BS, get it done. I don't want to hear, if I could do it, you can do it. I don't want to hear your excuses. and I cared a lot about people, which was the disconnect, and what also attributed to my drinking is I was so stressed out, and there was this disconnect between my mind and my soul of, I really want to help people, but get it done, you know? And so I functioned very out of my masculine in the first 3 years. And then, like I said, I personally got to Royal Crown Diamond. And I didn't do it myself. My beautiful team did. But we got there, and I personally was in the worst health in my life, completely unhappy, unsatisfied, looking around going, okay, that was cool. Now what? You know, awesome. Because it's true that money doesn't buy happiness. Money buys comfort that then eases you into forms of happiness, right? But at the end of the day, I was looking around going, oh my gosh, I got diagnosed with neurological Lyme disease, which I don't have now, and not attributing this to Young Living. I've gone through, like I said, the spiritual energy healing path. And so neurological Lyme disease, I was drinking too much. You know, I ended up thinking I had breast implant illness, got my breast implants taken out. This was in the December 2017. And then December 15, 2017, I got my breast implants out. January is when I woke up and I said, I need to quit drinking, right? And then right before I got my breast implants out is when I found some healers that I started to work with and some energy healing, and just kind of went down that path and haven't looked back since. But I think that a lot of that has to do with how I run my team now for the last couple of years is through more of my feminine and teaching. One of the big things that I teach on, and I'm actually writing my book around, one of my books around, is running your business from a place of intentionality and alignment versus being out of alignment, just chasing the paycheck. Right? Because we've become more successful now within Young Living and with my stuff that I'm doing outside of Young Living in the last 3 years than we were the first 3 years, because I'm intentional and I'm in alignment and I'm functioning from a place of my truth. And for me personally, my more of my divine feminine versus this masculine side of me that was completely out of balance. And so now we run our team with intentionality and with grace and with ease and with tons of love. And we still get it done, right? We still get it done. And that we've had more growth than I could ever imagine. But it's from a place of alignment now. And I think that's what shifted everything. And our team has seen it. And our team is functioning from a different place. And just talking about, they see it too and they feel it. And I feel like that's what really helped us. Cause at first I used to be a very dominant personality, honestly, leading a team full of more submissive, like what they call yellow personalities, right? And now I'm just a rainbow and I can, you know, I'm even, but like it was very intense back then and now it's not.
The couple of things that you said that I would just have people reflect on as shorthand of that. One is, sounds like you got your bare feet well grounded in your own personal integrity and your own personal truth. Yeah. And I think I love what you said about your voice dropped 2 octaves, because, you know, to the degree that people are desperate and amped up and, you know, kind of addicted to competition and winning and driving and getting, their voice does tend to get intense and it wears people out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because not everybody's ready to run at that level. Totally. So, but you said, I love what you said, Echo, about your team has really picked up on this. And I want to like convert that to a statistic I asked you about, which I want to share with everybody, which is really remarkable. I'm a metrics fanatic when it comes to building, because metrics don't lie. They tell a very powerful truth about what's going on. And so one of the metrics that I ask people that I'm interviewing to run is, what percentage of your team personally enrolled somebody last month? And The average diamond that I have interviewed in Young Living, their answer to that question is 2.5%. Mm-hmm. That's 2.5 out of 100 people on their team enrolled somebody last month. Mm-hmm. Now, that's an interesting statistic, but it doesn't really tell the whole story because that might be the only person those people ever enrolled, right, or the last person that they enrolled, because those enrollments include all the random and casual enrollments. Mm-hmm. But your number was over 6%.
My team's incredible.
Your team is enrolling 3 times more people than the average diamond in Young Living. And so I want to drill down a little bit more on that, but then I want to give people the other statistic, which is actually more meaningful. And that metric is, what percentage of your total team personally enrolled somebody each of the last 3 months? Which, you know, is not foolproof, but it gives an indication of what percentage of your team are intentional business builders, team builders. And one of the things that we like to remind everybody in Young Living is that the way you get growth in network marketing is by building sales teams. Mm-hmm. That's the unique aspect of this business model, is everybody gets to build a sales team from day one, everyone. So if 100 new people join your team in Young Living this month, they all have the opportunity to build a team. Now, we know most of them won't, but the ones that do, that's the only place you get growth. That's the only place you get exponential growth. And so I find it remarkable that your percentage of people that are personally enrolling every month is 4 times, over 4 times, 400% of the average person that I've interviewed in Young Living that's a diamond or above. So could you speak to, you spoke to it a little bit, but speak to it in depth, if you will. What do you think you do culturally in your team? And it has to be culturally, mm-hmm, or it wouldn't be so many people doing it, that has people enrolling.
Mm. That's a good question.
Has way more people than the normal diamond ship or crown diamond ship enrolling new members every month.
Right. So again, my team is just pure magic to me. And I do have several other RCDs underneath me. So they run their beautiful, like, more close-knit communities as well. And so what we've always talked about, though, within our community, within as a culture, and this is huge for us, and it's kind of what I've done from the beginning, and then of course everything trickles down and we just keep teaching it, is storytelling and getting people, first off, getting yourself out there. Even if you're not good on video, like, you need to play to your strengths and tell your story somehow. And when I say tell your story, what I mean is sharing anything from your, you know, your story, i.e. your past or whatever, and how, you know, you've transformed, or your day-to-day stories, whatever it is, but in a storytelling fashion. We try to stay away from your typical, like, you know, I talked about this at on the International Grand Convention for Young Living. It was like, we try to teach people to go beyond, right? So you don't just go, oh, I've got lemon oil. Yay, I love lemon oil. Like, nobody cares, right? And so you have to tell a story about why. You have to always say, you have to be adding value. This is something I ingrain in my team over and over. Are you adding value when you post about Young Living and when you don't post about Young Living? Because people are going to get the kit from you because they relate to you on a personal level, right? They're not going to get the kit because one day you post about the kit. They have to have that, again, relationship connection to you. But are you adding value? So are you making people laugh? Are you making people feel? Are you educating people? Are you inspiring people? If you're not doing any of that, you're just posting to hear yourself talk, right? And so you have to be adding value. And we teach storytelling over and over and over again, because that is how you will build those connections. That's how people relate to you and want to even be a part. You want people to always say, would you want to be a part of your business if you read your post? Right? And a lot of what's going on in the world right now, August 2020, I wouldn't want to be a part of a lot of people's businesses on social media. Right. And so we're constantly teaching that, like, you've got to stay to where you would want to be your best friend. You would want to be, you know, your own leader. What does that look like? And so that comes from that storytelling and adding value over and over and over again.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Storytelling, a lost art.
Yes.
For sure. But coming back in sales and marketing, and definitely coming back in network marketing, because it's what we do, right? Word of mouth marketing. It's all story to story to story. But it serves people to learn how to tell a story that captures people's imagination and has them remember the story and moves them. And that's just not, I love lemon oil, right? Great point. I missed your presentation at the convention. Should bookmark to go back and listen to that.
No worries.
I'm sure it was.
I actually use that example, lemon oil, and then I tell this the other story of what would really capture somebody's attention.
Yes, I got. Okay, we'll have to listen to that. So, a couple of other questions, Echo. First one is, what's next for you? You mentioned you're writing a couple of books. Tell us about those if you can. And how does somebody with $9 million a month in OGV and a Royal Crown Diamond, how do you stay motivated? Like, what are you up to? What are you passionate about? What are you doing? What's the next 4 or 5 years look like?
Yeah, great question. So as far as the what keeps me motivated, you know, again, going back to I'm a giver and I love helping people. And every time somebody in my organization, no matter what rank it is, ranks up and is excited and we're excited for them and I see those lives being changed first off within our organization, that fuels me because where our energy flows, right? And what I'm putting my energy into why I don't necessarily ever see myself fully stepping back from my team, right? Granted, at this point, I have a lot of team members that help me, right? Run things, but in the sense of always having my hands on in some form or fashion, even if it's there to be a cheerleader, I don't see that ever going away because that feeling for me when I'm seeing lives changed fuels me every day. Outside of my organization, though, my husband obviously has a servant's heart as well, being a career firefighter. And what he does is we've just been able to give so much more. And, you know, I won't go into that specifics, but being able to help people that don't have the means or have hard times hit without thinking twice, right? That fuels me to want to give more and do more and to be more and to show up more because there is no better feeling to me than helping people. And whether it's helping them discover who they are on a soul level or helping them discover who they are as a business leader or helping them, you know, buy a car because theirs blew up, you know, and they have a heart that is beyond deserving. So those kind of things fuel us, my husband and I, every single day to be able to give and to obviously in the back of our head, which we don't really worry about at this point, but always in the back of our head, like making sure that we are giving our son who is 6 and a half now, like the life that, you know, probably overcompensating a little bit too much for childhoods we didn't have, but that's okay. And just giving him a life full of memories and us being able to make those memories as a family is what fuels me and keeps us going. But the ability to give more and more, 100%. And then as far as what I'm doing, for the last, again, few years, I've been on a spiritual journey and have become a student of the healing arts and as well as becoming a healer and doing energy healing myself. I've been on this transformational journey now knowing my whole life plus lots of other lifetimes, but being a part of what I have deemed and created a couple years ago called Soul Up, which is just a brand that I've created, a business that, you know, I have a membership course and do all these things, but am writing a book based on The first one is based on my journey on, you know, really how I've got started in this and then guiding other people to maybe take their own journey and what that could look like for them, you know, whatever that looks like for each individual. And then another one about guiding, you know, being spiritually guided and a soul guided business, coming from that place of intuition, more of a visceral experience in the business versus, you know, the really, this is logical, so let's do this, you know, and that sounds kind of backwards, but that's how it is. And then another one, it's going to be a 3-part series about relationships and family and friends, and living out your soul contracts and stuff from that space. But just really trying to make an impact in the world, energetically, spiritually, obviously with Young Living, but really just trying to show up and be who I'm meant to be and whatever that looks like, and to really just help people in every facet that I'm called to and soul guided to.
What is your website where people can track what you're doing?
You can just go to echosummerhill.com. That's where anybody can find me. That'll link to all the things. I've got meditations on there. I've got, you know, information about our tribe. I've got free intentional series on there. There's all kinds of things on there. So
beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, as you're talking about giving, and if we had more time, I'd drill in and have you tell us about all the giving that you and Danny do, because you won't do it unless I specifically ask. I mean, you won't tell us about it. And I'm sure you have so many incredible stories, but it reminded me, Echo, of how, you know, people think about a Royal Crown diamond or a diamond and they think, well, wow, you know, how much is enough? Like, why does somebody need $100,000 a month in income? And that would be so much money, I wouldn't have any idea what to do with it. And what you and Danny are obviously deeply expressed in is, you know, a cause-driven life, where I'm sure you have many of them, but if you just have one cause, you know, whether it's children or clean water or hunger or a disease, or you can never make too much money. I mean, $100,000 a month, you could donate all of it to one of those causes. It doesn't even scratch the scratch. You can make $1 million a month. It doesn't scratch the scratch. $10 million a month.
Yeah.
$100 million a month, right? 100%. So when you find a cause, it allows you to really get this powerful intrinsic motivation that can sustain you in serving and inspiring other people to be successful. And you don't ever run into that self-sabotage of, oh, I feel like I'm making too much money, I have too many nice things, right?
Yeah.
Get a cause and you'll never make enough money.
100%. And I think that's important for everyone to know too. And you made it very easy for me to say this, but, you know, a lot of people, again, are fearful of having that success. Like, what would I do with all that? They can't fathom it. But really also just a little personal growth tip is I see a lot of people that have made remarks or judging or just observing a Royal Crown diamond. Oh, they have this nice car. They have this nice house. Oh, they're doing this. Oh, they're doing that. And that's what you see, right? But I know for a lot of us that are diamond and up, right? We're not going to go around saying, oh my God, I just paid somebody's down payment for their house. Like, you know, we're not going. So you may see all the pretty stuff, and I've seen people and I've coached people through that feeling of resentment, or they just buying all this stuff with their money. Right. And so again, you don't see, because we don't go around posting about the kind of money we're giving or donating. But I think that's important that I always teach my team, like, if anything, again, what you said, find a cause, find something you want. Do you want to build an orphanage in Africa for those kids? Do you want to contribute to human trafficking? What do you want to do? That's the Young Living is the vehicle to get you to be able to do that on a grand scale. And so if anything, like you said, work for a cause and you'll never quit if you really have a passion for something.
Yeah. Last question. I am a struggling star or senior star. I had a little bit of action when I first got in. it's been 6 months or a year. I'm grinding, I'm struggling, I'm frustrated. I really, really want this to work. But I have too many thoughts that it's not going to. And mostly, if you looked at what I did every day, I'd be organizing my paper clips as opposed to doing the work. Mm-hmm. What would you say to me? How would you coach me? It's probably not fair coaching. That's a longer term process. But if you only had one shot at me, which is you got this shot at me right here, right now, what would you say to me?
Okay. So again, everybody's different and I would have to evaluate and all the things. But one thing that I do teach on a lot is I call it the big three. And to get very, again, about intentionality with your business. So you're not just playing with paper clips all day. And at the end of the day, saying that you worked when really you were scrolling social media for 10 hours. So get intentional with your business. And so what I like to teach is a big three. And this can go from star to today, right? To RCD. And this can be for your life and your business, but really for your business, every night before you go to bed or in the afternoon after your work day's done, work day, you write down three things that are income producing, right? Whatever that is, following up with people, doing a Facebook Live, you know, whatever it may be, running reports and kind of dissecting who you need, you know, what you're going to run incentives for. Make sure you have three things that night for the next day. And the next morning, whenever your workday starts or however you've structured your time, again, intentionality, if you only have 30-minute blocks, be intentional of what you're doing. Do those three things before anything else business related. It doesn't mean that you have to sit down for an hour and finish those three things. It means that if those three things are what's important to you, that you've deemed important the night before, that's what you need to work on before you go off and go do something else. So if it's follow up, don't get distracted and go start writing a class. Follow up with your members, get that checked off your list. It builds confidence, number one, that you're checking things off and you're seeing that ticker move. You're seeing your scale move that, oh, I actually accomplished this today. I didn't accomplish 10 seconds of seven things. I actually accomplished two or three things. And then one of the things that you didn't get done on your big three goes to the next day and then add two more new things that are important to you and the growth of your business. But that's a part of that intentionality piece. Don't be all over the place. Have a plan to what is important and really storytelling, following up, getting yourself out there, getting yourself seen, building relationships. Those are important things that you can put on those big three.
Yeah, beautiful. Echo, thank you. You're an extraordinary gift to the Young Living community all over the world. Congratulations on your success thus far. And we look forward to watching your journey as you continue to inspire people all over the world with your gifts and your spirit and your accomplishments.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, everybody, this is the Road to Diamond Interviews. If you found Echo's interview inspiring, share it with your team. Don't watch it once because the second time you watch it, you'll hear things you didn't hear the first time. You'll hear things you didn't hear the ninth time when you watch it the 10th time. Faith comes from hearing and hearing and hearing. And we all need faith that we're going to make it in Young Living. That's what fuels our dreams. Thanks for listening to Road to Diamond. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. I trust you got some golden nuggets. If you're inspired sufficiently, I invite you to join me for Run Through Rank. Run Through Rank is a coaching program designed to have you blow through your next rank with never having to worry about requalifying. We come together twice a week for an hour for 60 days. You'll end up with 16 to 20 hours of custom video content you can study forever. This could be the best investment you ever make. Check it out at runthroughrank.com. That's runthruRANK.com. We'll see you there.